Right, well, it's with some trepidation that I welcome back Simon, Russell, Ryan and Adam, otherwise known as the Essex Ghost Hunters. So welcome back to Phoenix FM, guys.
Hello.
Hello. Right, get into those mics closely into. Look, I've got them all set up and then he doesn't move over. Now, I believe that since your last visit here, you have literally been crossed over to the other side. Which, of course, was actually not in Essex, but in Kent at Fort Horsted. But first of all, perhaps you could just remind us exactly what Fort Horsted is, or was.
Fort Horsted is is situated in Horsted Valley. It's a late 19th century land fort, and there's that's one of the six constructed by forced labour from local prisons. And it's aimed to protect the dockyard from attack.
Yeah.
And it's that fort in particular is shaped in a six-pointed arrow.
Right.
So it's very unusual, and it's completely different to like another fort, like Harwich Fort that we've been to. But yeah, it was a good event. Yes.
Okay, who's going first? What actually happened there?
I'll go first,
didn't you? Right. Get into that mic.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Just need to make sure. You have to make sure the written bit's facing you, otherwise it goes, that's it, that's the one.
Yeah.
Yep. And speak below the line, yeah.
I've got no line.
All right, speak below speak below wherever. Right, go on.
Well, as we normally do, we split up into our two groups. I take one group, Simon takes the other group.
Yeah.
And we split up. We went to either end of the fault. I started in the top part
right.
of the fault, and Simon started in the depths of the fault.
Right down in the bowels.
Yeah, I was.
The fault itself is a bit all over the place and very hard to pick up where you're going and everything, but you managed to scrape yourself around there without falling over something.
And what happened this time? This is the first time you've been there?
Yeah, this is the first time we've been there. Yeah. So, we went up to the top part of the fort.
Yeah.
And we went into this really dark and dingy sort of... I couldn't tell you what it was, really, was it? What was it?
Sounds really like, welcoming.
It was full of spiders hanging from the ceilings.
Yeah. Which the sort of thing you'd expect on one of these movies.
Which didn't like... The women didn't too much like, but... Yeah. We did, as we normally do, we did a little bit of calling out, and I picked up on a presence, which I believe was Davy Coleman. He worked at the fault, and I believe he spent a lot of time on his hands and knees and pushing a wheelbarrow backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
We also had a member of the group there that also was being picked up. The same sort of presence. We do believe there's a few little sounds, nothing real conclusive that we could pinpoint, if it was something going on there.
The trouble is, with any of these things, I imagine you're always going to get odd little sounds of anything sort of moving around, don't you? I mean, it's like at home, you hear things creaking.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's what, you know, nothing was... You know, it is like, you know, the walls are made of limestone. So, yeah, there could be things falling off the wall, like little bits of paper falling off the wall, stones falling. That would sound like stones being thrown, but we'll take that into consideration at the time. You know, the members of the team, my team, were made aware of that because we wasn't allowed to stand against the walls or anything like that anyway.
And this guy, Davy Coleman, that you reckon you picked up on, have you been able to verify whether he exists?
I haven't even... attempted to find anything about him, to be plenty of them.
Okay.
The actual two that I picked up on, Charles and Eddie, the actual person, Paul from Fort Horsted, actually confirmed those names. Can you?
Okay. It's just you just need to get very close to these mics.
So we did get confirmation that they were there from about 1882.
Yeah.
And they were pulled in from Bolstall Prison to work there. And he did confirm those names because it did make us laugh at Charles and Eddie, because obviously the band of Charles and Eddie.
That's right, yes.
Yeah. So we did have confirmation of that, yes.
Yeah. And what else? I mean, because I believe you had some guy actually showed you round before you got there.
That was Paul.
So, and did he give you any tips or anything?
No.
He gave us
he told us where the most haunted places was in the fort. He sort of directed us to like certain places where he's been told that there's a lot of activity. Yeah,
but he didn't especially give the mediums as well any history about the fort.
And when you went to those particular places, was there a lot of activity there?
Yes.
Yeah, in one particular area.
Particular room, I think it's the first one room that me and Simon went in, we had stones thrown at us. On the floor.
But, I mean, are these stones that have suddenly appeared out of thin air?
They were.
We did a sweep of the floor. When we went into the next room, we deliberately swept the floor to see what was on the floor. One of the group went round, and there was bits of plastic appearing from nowhere. So, as Russell says, there could have been a lot of things falling off the ceilings, but you wouldn't think plastic is going to fall off the ceilings.
That sort of place.
No.
So how do you explain that?
Can't really. It's obviously...
It followed that the stones and the objects being not thrown at us, but thrown around us. Yeah. That happened in the first room and the last room that we went in.
Yeah.
The one where Russell mentioned about the spiders.
Yes.
So it could quite possibly have been... Russell had those stones being thrown as well, but obviously,
right?
We could confirm it because we looked at the. It sounds a bit silly, but we looked at the stones. But it's not like sort of material that you'd find in that sort of room.
No,
and especially plastic as well.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And Adam, did you experience anything this time? Because you're the sceptic, so...
I heard a couple of noises, because there was a point where I think it's the room that Cy and Ryan were in first.
Yeah. Magazines. You thought it was your stomach rumbling or something?
Yeah, I'm sort of known for, like, my guts, like, rumble all the time. Like, every time we go somewhere, it makes everyone laugh, so that's a good thing. But this time I was adamant that it wasn't me. I was not, my stomach wasn't rumbling or anything, and I was standing right next to Russ, and I thought it was him, and I thought I was going to get the blame for it. But then he said it wasn't him, and we was like, it was sort of between us, so we sort of did hear noises coming between us, which we thought were the other one, but it wasn't.
The funny thing was, it happened in the same rumblings happened in that room when we were running our group.
Oh, right.
We called out and said, is that anybody's stomach rumbling?
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody, if it usually is, somebody will say, yeah, it's my stomach.
Well, yes, of course, yeah.
So they had the same noise as what we were hearing in that room, so.
Footsteps? Any footsteps?
You heard footsteps.
Yeah, I heard footsteps, and another member of the public also heard footsteps coming from a deep sort of set of stairs.
Right.
And as I sort of threw my torch towards the set of the stairs, a spirit dog, come running towards me, and I jumped out of the way thinking it was going to attack my feet, but I actually thought it was a dog.
Really?
Yeah. But no one else saw that dog.
You saw it.
I saw the dog. Yeah. So I jumped out of the way. I jumped up and literally done like the river dance because it made everybody in the group laugh. So I screamed and I jumped around thinking this dog was attacking my feet, coming from my feet. It was like a little ankle biter.
And I think we saw that same dog later on in the evening in an entirely different place, because as we walked into the... As we walked into the area, I saw a dog run out. Joe saw the dog run out. One of the other guests saw the dog run out.
It's the same type of dog.
Yeah, it just run straight through. I actually followed it, thinking it was an animal going out of the tunnels.
Amazing. Now, what about? Did you see any people or hear any people?
I didn't see any. Obviously, I hear people, but I never saw anyone in spirit that night. No, I didn't.
Now, on your weblog, what do you call it?
Blog.
you talk about children.
Yeah, I picked up a gang. We took our group in.
Yeah.
And I could literally, three of us smelt candy floss. And I thought...
Candy floss?
Yeah. And I was joined by somebody sort of my knee high.
Yeah.
Walking along with us. As we walked out, with the actual guide with us this time, and I said, I don't know why, but I am feeling children, and we were actually getting the sensation of children holding our hands.
But why would there be children in a an establishment like this?
Because they were there stationed during the war with families.
So this is nothing to do with the building of the fort as such.
No.
This was
later on.
This was later on.
The Second World War. He said there was a lot of families stationed there for the war.
Yeah.
And they used to have fairs there, and the children would join them.
Now, also, I think that you've mentioned about people there getting. Well, I think you held a séance or something, did mm-hmm. you? And how did that work?
It didn't go very well because we were getting rushed out at the end, so we literally.
There was about three, four hands did rise, didn't
we? We had the same sort of thing, didn't we?
Yeah, on the top of the, and we did the séance on the top of the on the fault, and we had a few hands going there, and a couple of members were pushed into the group.
Very windy up there, weren't it?
Yeah, really windy, really windy.
Yeah, see,
you wouldn't have heard anything. It would have been just the group's hands that you would have would have told.
Yeah, so
like if something was going on, but yeah, we had the same sort of thing with the séance. Yeah.
And what about also? I think you talked about members of your group being receiving messages.
Oh yeah, no, we did a spirit board.
Yes,
and there was three personal messages come through for three of the people.
But why would they come through? Because they wouldn't be people who were ever stationed at.
No, but you're calling them for a spirit board, so you're not particularly calling them from there. You're asking if anybody's got any messages for you.
So you could do it anywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So, but we actually got three messages, two for people we didn't know. One is still checking things out now.
Hmm.
Yeah. So one's actually the message one got there has actually come true.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a prediction.
Yeah, it was that he was owed money. This person was owed money.
Yes.
And he actually received his money this week.
Oh, right. Well, that's got a result there, that's for sure.
I need one of them.
Yeah. Well, I think we all do. We all do. So, where are you off to next? What's your next?
We've got Cash as well tonight.
Oh, really?
We've got that tonight. We're very much looking forward to that.
That's the one Langdon way, isn't it?
Langdon Hills, yes.
Langdon Hills, yeah.
Yep. And then next Saturday, we've got Kelvedon Secret Nuclear Bunker.
Right.
Then the following week. The following Friday, we've got Cash's World again.
I mean, you're doing a lot of Cash's World. What's the big attraction there?
It's a really good site.
It's a really, really active site.
Is it?
Yeah.
But it's all outdoors, isn't it?
Yeah. All outdoors. In
that surprises me. It's so active outdoors.
Anywhere's active, really.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Right. Especially these woods. There's quite a lot of history.
Yeah.
That's happened in there. Most of it we can't sort of 100% confirm, but a lot of stuff ties up and links in to each other, which it is a brilliant site. There's a well which is the feature, obviously, Cash's Well.
Yeah.
But it's all around there.
It's all
places.
Around in the woodland as well.
Hmm. And what sort of things do you expect to see there or hear there?
We normally expect the last two or three times we've been there, we've pretty much the whole group has smelt old spice.
Yeah, aftershave.
Old spice aftershave waft past us.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and
had a really brilliant séance there as well, didn't we?
We had the last time.
Yeah.
And so you're going to do that again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because presumably you can only really do this properly when it is fine, because it's chucking it down with rain or howling gale. Yeah. You can't really.
We have
do
been
it
out there in the freezing.
We've had to cancel it one time there because of the weather. You just can't. The road that goes to where we need to go is quite boggy as it is.
Yes.
But if it rains, it gets silly.
So you could sink.
Yeah, it gets silly. So if the weather's it's like we can't risk taking people out there. So. Just have to hope that the weather holds up today and stays nice.
At the moment, it is one of our most popular events. We only put 10 tickets on there because it's outdoors. We don't split the group. We do it as one group.
Yes.
And our last event, actually, no, this event that we've got tonight was on the site for a week, and within a 3-day, 24-hour period, it went.
So that really?
All the tickets went, yeah.
Well, that's very good. So what are the next ones that anybody can get on?
Harry
Schwell. be the next
one. We've got actually the cash as well, which is on the 16th of August. Yeah.
16th of August.
Yep.
And how many have you got for that?
We've got 5 tickets available for that.
Yep.
And then...
Sorry, I'll put you on the spot.
That's sold out.
Yep.
We've got one on the 20th of September that's sold out.
18th of October is Harry Dreed at fault.
Right.
And there's 18 tickets available for that.
18 tickets for that. 18th of October, that's the Harwich Fort one again. Yep. Yeah. Well, that was that's always been one of your favourites up
to
now.
It has,
yeah. Good stuff. Well, look, guys, thanks very much indeed for coming in again. Really appreciate it. When can you get back and see us again to give us some more reports on what you've been up to?
Yeah, it's going to probably be October now because I think holiday periods are coming in as well. So.
Right. So it'll be the first Saturday in October.
Which I believe is the 5th of October.
Well, you've probably got a calendar. Yeah. I haven't got a Okay.
I'll probably have to confirm a couple of new locations that even Russ and Adam don't know about yet, but we found a couple of new locations.
Which we're hoping to do events at.
Yep. Good stuff. All right. Well, the best of luck with the secret nuclear bunker as well. You've been there before, haven't you?
Yes, we have. Yeah.
And is that quite active?
Yes. Yeah, that is. Mm. There is a lot of medical spirits there.
Right. And medical spirits?
Yeah. People in the medical field.
Oh, I see.
There. Yeah. But it is a good location.